Krishna Krishna Hare Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Ram 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Ram 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Ram 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Krishna Ram 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Krishna Ram 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Krishna Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Krishna Ram 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Krishna Ram 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Krishna Ram 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Krishna Ram 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Krishna Ram 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Krishna Ram 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Ram 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Ram 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Ram 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Ram 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Ram 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Ram 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Ram 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Ram 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Ram 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Ram 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Ram 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Ram 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Ram 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Ram 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Ram 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Ram 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 Hare
Do they have to go to Krishna Club?
No, not today. Okay.
So, I'm going to tell you the story of a Brahmana. Do you know what a Brahmana means? Do you know what a Brahmana means? What does he mean?
Holy sage.
Holy sage. What do you know? Brahmana. Do you know what the word Brahmana means? You? No. Yeah. In the olden days, the society was, the human society was divided into different groups. The reason for that is that generally in every society, everybody is not alike, isn't it? Everybody is different. Some people are more intelligent and some people are very dull. And some people have different propensities in them to work in different directions. So according to the nature of the people, the society was split into four groups. It was necessary, and it was a system that existed for a very, very, very long time. Only in these days that it has come to a different situation. So in the olden days, in the olden days, they divided the society into four groups. And they were referred to as Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, and Shudra. Now, how this division was made, it comes from very, very long time, not in the recent times. It's going to millions and millions of years. This has existed, this group in the society. Brahmana means one who has got the discipline in his life to searching for a higher values of life, higher goal of life. That is a Brahmana. Brahmana is not a one who runs to the factory in the morning to make money. He's not Brahmana. He's not considered to be on a higher platform. So the spiritually speaking, those who are always engaged in Krishna consciousness and serving Krishna and trying to understand what is the purpose of life, what is the goal of life, and progressing towards in that spiritual path towards a higher goal, he is called as a Brahmana. Do you understand now what it means? Yeah. Brahmana means one who spends his lifetime to search for something higher in life. One who is not satisfied with simply eating and sleeping. Eating and sleeping, animals are also doing, isn't it? Cats and dogs, they also eat and sleep. So if human society also is simply eating and sleeping, he is not considered to be anything not better than the animals. Because animals also do the same thing. So where is the difference? So the thing that makes a human being different from the animal society is that he has to have some higher goal and higher purpose in life rather than just eating and sleeping. Ahara nidra bhayamayam. That is how it is mentioned as. Ahara means eating. Nidra means sleeping. Bhayam means fearing all the time. Animals do like that, isn't it? They're always fearful about the other animals and coming and eating. But even in the forest, if you look, you will see a tiger is hunting for its food, and sometimes it's happy if he can get a rabbit. Sometimes it doesn't get anything, but at the same time, rabbit is also hunting for its food. So when rabbit is hunting for the food, its food, the tiger is chasing the rabbit for his food. So in other words, you can see how dangerous the whole situation is in the forest. Eh? So these kind of life, eating, sleeping, sex life and defense, this kind of life is life. It's not a very advanced kind of lifestyle. So what we have to remember is in the ancient Vedic society, the purpose of life was defined based on the higher understanding of life, that life is meant for to cultivate higher values of life, and that means to advance in the Krishna consciousness. So for that purpose, Krishna has created a society in which everything was clearly defined, who does what. For example, someone who is not interested, say for example in chanting Hare Krishna, or someone who is not interested in studying the Shastra or the scriptures, they're not it's not good enough telling them to do something which they are not capable of. They are incompetent to do that. So for such people, they should be engaged in a different way. If you ask them to sit in the temple room and start chanting, and they will find it very, very hard. So for them, a different engagement was given, so they can do some manual work or engage themselves in some way which will help the society. So they were referred to as Shudras, the one who does the labor work, labor class, in other words. The modern society is a labor kind of work. What is that referred to? There was somebody else in the same way in the society who were referred to as Kshatriyas. Kshatriya means one who protects everybody else. For example, the kings, the administrators, the army, the navy, the air force, they are all supposed to be Kshatriyas. Kshatriyas means they have these qualities. In the Bhagavad Gita, if you read, you will find in the 18th chapter, there is a description of what are the qualities of a Kshatriya, what are the qualities of a Brahmana, what are the qualities of a Brahmana is that, Shamo dama tapashaujam. Shamam means controlling the minds. Dama means controlling the senses. Shamam damam tapashaujam. A person who can control his mind and who can control his senses, he can understand how to live in this world properly. Otherwise, one who has no control on his mind and senses, he will just get dragged by the senses. He will not have any goal or direction. He will just live a life like an animal. So therefore, shamodava tapashavajam, chandi arjavam evacha. Chandi means the tolerance, and arjavam, simplicity. These are the qualities of the brahmanas. So brahmanas are those who have very higher spiritual qualities in them. Jnanam, vijnanam, astikyam. Jnanam means knowledge. Knowledge of what? Not knowledge of physics and chemistry. That doesn't help. Knowledge of the Shastram, or the Bhagavadam, Bhagavad Gita. Things like that. All things related to uplifting the soul from this condition of life. So, jnanam, vijnanam, and astikyam. Astikyam means one who is cultivating God consciousness. All these are considered to be the qualities of the Brahmana. So, similarly, there are qualities of Kshatriyas, and also similarly qualities of Vaishyas. Vaishyas are those who do mostly business people, who generally make money. That's their business. They are more interested, their mind is always interested where to make money. So they are called Vaishyas. And the Shudras are those who serve all of them in their own capacity. So like this, the society had few divisions, Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya and Shudra. I will ask questions afterwards, whether I will check whether you are following it or not. So, these four divisions, Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya and Shudra, existed in the olden days. So, one of them, the Brahmanas had only one business. What was their business? In serving Krishna, nothing else. That was the most important part of their life. They had no time for anything else. They were so much occupied, busy with spiritual life, that they will not find time for anything else. One Brahmana, in one situation like that, he had no children. And in that state of mind, he carried on his life as usual as a Brahmana. And due to Krishna's grace, a son was born for this Brahmana. Now, Brahmanas normally have, when the child is born, they have a ceremony known as Annaprashanam. Annaprashanam is done. There are a lot of ceremonies meant for, as it's called, purificatory processes, just to purify your existence in this world. One who has no purificatory processes is not considered to be any way better than the animal society, because that is what makes different for a human society, different than the animal society. So this Brahmana, he had spent a long time serving Krishna, and with Krishna's mercy, he had a son was born to him, and he had considerable happiness from the birth of this son. So what he did was for the Annaprashanam ceremony. Annaprashanam means first time feeding the rice to the baby. This is an important thing in life. It's not that you eat as and when you like with all the hands and in whichever way you like it. That is not the eating process. That the system was that properly annaprashanam ceremony was done for the children when they are young. And so that when they grow up, they understand the value of how to eat properly and how to make the food as prasadam rather than eating without any discrimination. So this annaprashanam ceremony was performed for this child, but on the day annaprashanam was conducted, a lot of people were at the house and they were busy in so many businesses that was going on at home, because for the ceremony they had to arrange the brahmanas, they had to arrange the fire sacrifice, and they had many guests have come. Somehow or the other, on that particular day, due to the busy people who were present in the house that day, no one had time to attend to this baby who was newly born in the house. So they have left him on one mattress, and the baby was lying and sleeping there. But during the sleep, somehow or the other, the baby pulled the cloth on front of his face, and he choked himself and died. So imagine a father and mother who have cared so much and who wanted to have a child, and they spend all their energy in life in serving Krishna. And Krishna's mercy, a child was born, and the child died on the day when the ceremony was happening to them, Annaprashanam day. So the Brahmana did not become too upset about it, because he realized it, that Krishna has given me this baby and Krishna has taken it back from me. That was his feeling about it. He went to the Krishna and talked about it with Krishna directly, because he had taken his life and spent all his lifetime in serving Krishna. So he had no difficulty in communicating with Krishna. So one day he told Krishna that I am now 90 years old. By now several years have gone. The baby died, and many years he continued serving Krishna. So Krishna, seeing this Brahmana's determination in his mind to serve him and to pursue the path of Krishna consciousness, Krishna one day told him at the age of 90, when he came to him, that, "My dear Brahmana, don't have to come to me again. I am going to follow you." And from that day, that Krishna went along with him back to his house, because those days they had to walk long distances to go to the temple. Sometimes the temples were 30 or 40 miles away. So they will walk for 5 or 6 days to get to these temples. And then similarly they will walk back also 5 or 6 days to get home. So, but that was their main commitment in spiritual life. So when he went to see Krishna one day, Krishna told him that, "My dear Brahmana, don't come anymore walking all this way. I'm going to follow you." Krishna followed the Brahmana all the way home. And when they got home, Brahmana told Krishna that he should stay there with him. Krishna said, "You will see me now on in this deity form." And that Brahmana stayed since then in the deity form. Krishna stayed since then in the deity form in the Brahmana's house. So that is how this relationship builds up with Krishna. Krishna gives material happiness also. Krishna gives some time. But Krishna ultimately offers to the devotee a higher happiness in life, which is Krishna consciousness. So, so many incidents in the history you will see that the Brahminical culture was centered around Krishna consciousness. The goal of all this was to cultivate Krishna consciousness. So, Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya and Shudra. Among them, this Brahminical qualities is the most important thing to develop in life. If those qualities are developed, then wherever you go, in whatever circumstances you live, it will always keep you out of trouble. It will always give you the sufficient strength in spiritual life to carry on. Otherwise, you will be affected by the lower modes of nature. So I'll stop there. So can I ask you something? Questions now? Yeah? So how many divisions are there in the society? Four. Can you name them? No. Eh? Sorry? Brahmana, yes.
Kshatriya.
Yes. Shudra, yes. Vaishya, yes. So Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya and Shudra. That is this order. Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya and Shudra. What are the occupations of the four?
The Brahmana, Krishna.
Yes.
The Kshatriya. The
society.
The
yeah.
Vaishya.
Does business, yes, basically, yeah.
Shudra.
Shudra is what?
Works for this.
Works for everybody, yes. So, this Shudra is the labor class who is in the... So, whenever you find time, take Bhagavad Gita in the 18th chapter and read these verses related to Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya and Shudra and try to remember them, what are the qualities and think for yourself which qualities you want to develop. So accordingly, you can develop your life in that way. If you, even if in this world when you live, you may have to adjust a lot of things, but at the same time, Shastram, whatever Bhagavad Gita has spoken there, these principles don't change. You can, for example, even if you go to any country in this world, although they don't have Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya and Shudra, this division still exists there. You can find that. You go to, say, America, you will say there are a group of people who are interested in studying. Although they are not studying about Krishna, they are studying all other rubbish, but they are studying that intellectual nature in them exists. Similarly, there is a class who are interested in the defense and protection in the society and all that. And there's another one which is interested in the business, and the fourth one which is interested in simply working. So this division in the society is a very scientific thing. In other words, wherever you go, this division does exist in the society. You cannot take it away from the world. Because why? Krishna says that he has created that in the society in that way. So it will always be there. It won't go wherever you go. But if you develop that qualities, what mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita and in the Srimad Bhagavatam, what the Brahmanas have or what Kshatriya has, what Vaishya, if you understand them and develop them in your own life, then that will help in your Krishna consciousness also. That is the most beneficial thing from that. Okay, so I'll stop there. We'll continue at 5 o'clock.
I think Neil has got a question.
How did they know God was on earth? God was on earth?
Yeah.
Yeah. In the Vedic system, that's what we follow. We try to follow. We accept Krishna as the Supreme Lord, who is the authority of everything, right? Now, Vedic system is such, the authority of Vedic literature is the main thing. That means everything in the Vedic system is based on the scriptures. Scriptures means Vedic literature. For example, we have Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam, Vedas, Upanishads, Puranas, Itihasas, Ramayana, Mahabharatam, and so on and so forth. So all this literature, they give you an information of the presence of the Supreme Personality, who is Supreme Personality. And that Supreme Personality, when he comes down, he displays his different activities in this world. When he displays his activities, those people who have seen him realizes that he is the Supreme Person. That's one. Number two, in the Vedic tradition, there is a tradition in the Vedic science, right? In that Vedic tradition, there are many, many authorities. Authorities means those who have studied the books thoroughly and those who have practiced it in their own life and who have understood it fully. These personalities, they will come to a conclusion that such and such a personality is God, is Supreme Personality. And that is how Krishna has been accepted by all the authorities as the Supreme Personality. Understand? So, God is, everything is not by seeing. Seeing has no value. Seeing, you may see today because you are only here for 50, 60 years, or I may be here for 50 years or 60 years, maybe whatever it is. But after that, but this Vedic life, way of life has been going for millions and millions of years. That's what we find from the scriptures. So you can see that depending on this long tradition running back to millions of years, they have come to the conclusion that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In other words, he is the Supreme Lord. And on the strength of that conclusion, others also accept that. It is not that anybody, Tom, Dick and Harry, has said that Krishna is God. No. Krishna has been accepted as the Supreme Lord by great, great authorities who knew the science of or who have studied the Shastram and who have practiced it in their own life. There are many, many authorities in that way. Any question? No question.
You know, you tell that story of the Brahmana.
Yes. Yes.
He lost his child.
Yes.
How will you understand it in a deeper way? I mean, the Brahmanas or Krishna's handling it.
Yes. Yes. The good thing was, in this particular case, was this Brahmana has studied Srimad Bhagavatam so well that he came to the understanding that if you read the third canto, you will see there, Kapila Vasudev says to Devahuti Devi, those who worship me, I go to them in what form? Either as a child, or as a friend, or as their own self, in other words, so dear to them. Esha maham priyalma, it goes like that. So Brahmana understood that if I am not going to have a child and who the child is going to die like this in this condition, that is Krishna's decision. Krishna wanted to break up even the least at last attachment he had to the family life. And he did this in this way and told the Brahmana. But at the same time, Krishna knew that Brahmana had a lot of desire to have a son, to that pleasure in dealing with the son. So Krishna decided, I will take up that position myself. And that is why he followed this Brahmana in this particular, like a little boy, following him. I went to the temple this time. You can see still the temple is there where this Brahmana lived. They have... The family has come to extinction because generally such great devotees, when they come to such level of Krishna consciousness, then the family lineup finishes there. Because of them, others all get liberated and that's finished then. But the house is still left behind because this hasn't happened very long ago, 400 years, 100 years. So the whole the complex of the family building, everything is there. And where he has installed this deity who walked from Krishna's deity from the temple, everything is still there. You can go and see them.
How long distance is the deity walk?
Oh, this is something like 25 miles or something. Yeah.
What's the deity's name?
The deity is known as Baby Krishna.
Baby?
Yes. Because he came in a little boy's form, followed Krishna, followed him. So he's called like that, in that way.
Vicha has had a question.
Yes.
About... that his how practical is Krishna consciousness? Because at school and being at home, why should he spend time chanting and why should he spend time reading Bhagavad Gita?
Yes. I will answer that question again because I started with the same subject. Eating, sleeping, sex life, defense. Four things. Aharam, Nidra, Bhayam, Maithunam. This is how they are referred to. These four things are in the human society as well as in the animal society, isn't it? If you go to school, what do they teach you? They teach you these four things only, nothing more than that. How to eat nicely, how to sleep nicely, how to have friendship with the girls, and how to defend yourself. These are the things they teach you there, isn't there? Is there anything else they teach you? They'll talk to you about physics and chemistry. That's only for eating purposes, so that you can get a job and earn some money after that. Nothing more than that. But if you want to understand something different than all these things, that life is not simply for just to live in this world, that everybody is living. So many billions and billions of living entities are living in this world. But the proper understanding is that in this life, at the end of life, you have to ask yourself, what did I gain from this? Is it just to getting a job, earning a salary, buying a house, getting married, having children, and going on holidays and watching all the football movies, football games? Is that what it is all about? Life has to have something more than all these things. And that is Krishna consciousness. So you have to find some time, if you're not feeling that desire to develop that kind of understanding of life, then that means that you will continuously be dragged by this material energy. In other words, you will get one day in life, you will start realizing that I wasted my lifetime. This conviction will come to you sooner or later. When it will happen, it's very difficult to say. But if you don't put some energy in this direction to think that there is something more than all these things what going on, you will not be a very happy person in this world or later. So that is why you have to keep that life is not simply for studying, going to school, going to college, earning money. This is not life is all about. Life is something higher than all that thing. Let those things continue because everybody has to work in this world. You can do what you have to do. But at the same time, in your own life, you have to find some time for understanding spiritual life and for developing the spiritual path. If you ignore that, sooner or later, you will come to the understanding that life has no meaning. This is what you will start thinking. Because the same business animals are also doing. You go and see the dogs, cats and cows, everything. What do? They do the same thing, isn't it? Only thing we do it in a little bit polished way. We study all these things at school, we get degrees, we go and get jobs, we get some money. And what is the money for? Just for eating, sleeping and maintaining this body. But we are not this body, we are something higher than the body. And this is why it's necessary to develop that side of life as well. And in due course you will realize that it will help your own life. Make sense?
Rohini had a supplementary question to this that, you know, that if you enjoy, I mean, you know, what does she have to do to make her progress in Krishna consciousness more?
Actually, this enjoying and suffering, these are things which, how the mind accepts it. It's a mind that makes you feel, I'm enjoying, I'm suffering, isn't it? But if you want to advance in spiritually, in Krishna consciousness, then these propensities we have to keep under control. Because it's not a very good thing always engaging in happiness, enjoying senses. Because what happens is, if you get addicted to that habit, your mind will go out of control after a while. So to get this mind under control is essential in life, especially when you come to your teenage. And what happens, for example, let me say a little more in detail. Do you know when a new baby is born, mothers put them to sleep, and generally most of them wake up in the 2-3 o'clock in the morning. Have you noticed that? 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, these babies wake up. Do you know why that is? What's the reason behind it? They don't sleep like us. In the early days, before they have come to associate with this world, there is a very large amount of goodness in them, mode of goodness. And the mode of goodness, the nature of the mode of goodness is such that automatically you will get up in the morning without anybody waking you up. You know what I mean? So, this is an indication to show that if you have mode of goodness in you, mode of goodness, mode of passion, mode of ignorance, it is Sattvam, Rajas and Tamas, the three qualities in our mind. So in the mode of goodness, the tendency is always to do things in the proper way. In other words, waking up in the early hours in the morning is a necessity for spiritual life. It's a must, actually. But after the baby is born and after a few years, as it grows up, if you keep watching the child, 8, 10, 11 years old, by then he doesn't want to get up anymore in the morning. Why is that? By now, the lower modes of nature, passion has started building up inside. This is a reason when they get older and older, they find it difficult to get up in the morning. Probably you know that many of your friends find it, oh, it's so nice to sleep in the morning. You know, when the sun comes at about 10 o'clock in the morning, it's the best time to get up. These kind of thoughts will come in the morning. But when you were a little baby, you didn't have that problem. But as you grow up, this nature will change. It will become very much affected by the lower modes of nature. So why is this happening? Because of the infection of the lower modes of nature. So similarly, as you grow, this Rajogunam will come up very strongly in there. And Rajogunam means what? To enjoy. All the time I want to enjoy. and this enjoyment business and at the same time developing Krishna consciousness don't go well together. It doesn't work together. If you want to develop Krishna consciousness, it's important to stay in the mood of goodness. If you get infected by lower modes of nature, Krishna consciousness, you will not understand. It will look like a complete myth to you. So that is the reason why it's important to stay in the mode of goodness and why it's important to control the mind and the senses in life. Yeah? If you do that, you will see yourself, you're yourself. As you grow older, you are now very young, but as you grow older, you will find how these things helps you, because this is not my intention or Prabhupada's intention. This is means invention. This has been found out by great, great sages who knew the subtle things of life. They don't teach you these things at schools. Schools, they just tell you to learn all this, and gratify your senses to the maximum. That's not a good thing. Because if you follow that route, one day it will destroy you, yourself. So, to be on the safe side, it's better to hold on to these values. Yeah, okay. Very well. So we'll start at 5. Yeah?
Okay. It's very important to ask questions. That's why. But you've been asking me all these questions.
Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Shri Krishna Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare, Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Radhe Radhe Govinda, Govinda Radhe, Radhe Radhe Govinda, Govinda Radhe. Radhe Radhe Govinda, Govinda Radhe, Radhe Radhe Govinda, Govinda Radhe. Radhe Radhe Govinda, Govinda Radhe, Radhe Radhe Govinda, Govinda Radhe. Radhe Radhe Govinda, Govinda Radhe, Radhe Radhe Govinda, Govinda Radhe. Radhe Radhe Gokulananda, Gokulananda Radhe, Radhe Radhe Gokulananda, Gokulananda Radhe. Oh, Radhe Radhe Gokula Namba Gokula Namba Radhe 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 Gokula Namba Gokula Namba Radhe 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 Gokula Nanda Gokula Nanda Radhe 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 Gokula Nanda Gokula Nanda Radhe Radha Madhava Jaya Kunja Vihari Jaya 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 Gopi Jana Vallabha Jaya Girivara Dhari Jaya Girivara Dhari Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Jaya Girivara Dhari Jaya Girivara Dhari Jaya Radha Madhava Jaya Kunja Vihari Jaya Radha Madhava Jaya Kunja Vihari Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Jaya Girivara Dhari Jaya Girivara Dhari Jaya Yashoda Nandana Jaya Braja Janaranjana Jaya Braja Janaranjana Jaya Yashoda Nandana Jaya Braja Janaranjana Jaya Braja Janaranjana Jaya Yamuna Tiravana Chari Jaya Kunja Vihari. Jaya Yamuna Tiravana Chari Jaya Kunja Vihari. Jaya Yamuna Tiravana Chari Jaya Kunja Vihari. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Radha Gokula Nanda Radha Gokula Nanda Radhe Jaya Radha Gokula Nanda Radha Gokula Nanda Radhe Jaya Radha Gokula Nanda Radha Gokula Nanda Radhe Jaya Sita Ram Lakshman Hanuman 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 Jaya Gauranitai, 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 Jaya Gauranitai. Gauranitai, Jaya Gauranitai, Jaya Gauranitai, Gauranitai, Jaya Gauranitai. Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada. Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada. Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Jaya Prabhupada. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Jaya Prabhupada. Jayam Shupada Paramahamsa Parivrajagacharya Ashtotra Shada Shri Shriman Abhacharanaravinda Bhaktivedanta Goswami Maharashila Prabhupadiki Jayam Nithila Pravishtom Shupada Paramahamsa Parivrajagacharya Ashtotra Shada Shri Shriman Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Maharashila Prabhupadiki Ananda Kodi Vaishnava Vrindaki Namajari Shri Haridas Thakurki Prem Sauho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrindaki Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gopa Govinatha Shyama Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhaniki Vrindavan Dhamki Mayapur Dhamki Madhura Paridhamki Jagannath Paridhamki Dwaraka Paridhamki Ganga Maiki Yamuna Maiki Tulasi Deviki Bhakti Deviki Samaveda Bhakta Vrindaki Gaur Premanandi. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Shri Shri Guru and Shri Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Samsara Sagare Magnam Dinam Mam Karunanidhe Karma Grahya Grahitangam Mam Uddhara Bhavarnaval. Srimal Bhagavadakhyoyam Pratyaksha Krishna Mevahi Svikrito Simaya Nadha Muktyartam Bhavasagare Manorathe Madiyoyam Sabhala Sarvada Tvaya Narvigne Neiva Kartavyam Dasoham Tavakeshavam Bhave Bhave Yadha Bhakti Padayor Stavajayade Tadha Kurushva Devesha Nathaswanno Yadaprabho Nama Sankirtanam Yasya Sarva Baba Pranashanam Pranamo Dukha Shamanam Tam Namami Harim Param Janmadhyasya Yadonvayadidaradas Charteshwabhijnaswaran Tene Brahma Hrida Ya Adikavaye Muhyandiyal Surayaham Tejo Varimradam Yatha Vinimayo Yatra Trisargo Mrisha Dhamna Svena Sada Nirasta Kuhakam Satyam Param Dhimahi Dharma Projida Kaida Votra Paramo Normal Saranam Satam Vedyam Vastavam Atra Vastu Shivadam Tavatrayo Unmulanam Srimal Bhagavade Mahamuni Krde Kimva Pareirishwara Sadhyo Hridya Varudhya Detra Krdebhi Shushroshubhi Talchanal Nigama Kalpadaro Galidam Phalam Shukamukha Damrda Dravasam Yudam pibada bhagavadam rasamalayam muhuraho rasika bhuvi bhavukah sachidananda rupaya vishopatyadi hedave tavatraya vinashaya shri krishnaya vayam namam yam pravrajandam anubedam abeda krityam dvaipayano virahakataramajuhavam putredi tanmayadaya taravobhinedu tam sarvabhuda hridayam munim anadosmi yasvanubhavam akhila shrutisaramegam adhyatmadeepam adititirshadam tamondham samsarinam karunayah puranaguhyam tam vyasasoonam upayami gurum muninam narayanam namaskritya naram chaiva narottamam devim saraswatim vyasam tato jayamudirayil kamaniya kishora mugdha murte kalavenu konidadritananindoham mama vaji vijrambhana murarer madhurinna kanigavi kavigavi nama om vishnu padaya krishna prasthaya bhudale shrimate bhakti vedanta swamin iti namine namaste saraswati devim gauravani pracharine nirvishesha shunyavadi paschatya deshatarine ശ്രീമൽ ഗുരുചരണാരവിന്ദാഭ്യാം നമ വന്ദേ നന്ദവ്രജസ്ത്രീണാം പാദരേണുമഭീഷ്ണശ യാസാം ഹരികഥോദ്ഗീതം പുനാദി ഭുവനത്രയം ഗോപീചരണാരവിന്ദ പരമാനവേ നമ പീതാംബരം കരവിരാജിത ചക്രശംഖ കൗമോദഗീ സരസിജം കരുണാസമുദ്രം രാധാസഹായം അതിസുന്ദരമന്ദഹാസം വാതാലയേശ മനിഷം ഹൃദി ഭാവയാമി കോമളം കൂജയൻ വേണം ശ്യാമളോയം കുമാരക വേദവേദ്യ പരം ബ്രഹ്മ ഭാസദാം പുരദോ മമ മൂകം കരോതി വാചാലം പങ്കും ലംഘയതേ ഗിരിം യൽകൃപാ തമഹം വന്ദേ പരമാനന്ദമാധവം ഓം ശ്രീകൃഷ്ണായ നമ ശ്രീമതി രാധികായേ നമ സർവത്ര ഗോവിന്ദ നാമ സങ്കീർത്തനം ഗോവിന്ദ ഗോവിന്ദ സോ വി വർ ഡിസ്കസിംഗ് ലാസ്റ്റ് സൺഡേ from the Srimad Bhagavatam the story of Lord Ramchandra and the story of Ramayana as Sukadeva Goswami has seen it as I said before that Lord Ramchandra's story in Ramayana Valmiki wrote in 24,000 verses and Vedavyasa Maharshi compiled Adhyatma Ramayanam in 6,000 verses summarizing the whole of Valmiki Ramayanam which is in the Brahmanda Puranam. But again, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, the same story of Ramachandra came in the 9th canto when Sukadeva Goswami was talking to King Parikshit in the banks of the river Ganges. As you remember, Parikshit Maharaj was preparing himself to leave this body, leave this world, and in turn arrived Sukadeva Goswami who spoke Srimad Bhagavatam to him. So this story of Ramachandra which appears in the Srimad Bhagavatam is the way how Sukadeva Goswami has seen Ramachandra's appearance in Ayodhya. And how Ramachandra's dealings with the devotees as well as the relationship with Sita Devi, Lakshmana and all the other members of the family. That is what we were talking about last Sunday. Actually, Ramayanam is a story of the Ramachandra, but at the same time, through Ramayanam, Valmiki Maharshi has kept so many messages into this world for people to understand. And just like any other Shastram, like Srimad Bhagavatam and Mahabharatam, Vedavyasa Maharshi compiled them, and through this literature, the purport or the essence of the Puranas and Upanishads, they have succeeded in conveying in a way which can be understood for the, by the ordinary people. And that is the success of these great literature. That is why Ramayana, Mahabharatam and Srimad Bhagavatam is upheld by the devotees so dear to their heart because of this reason. That normal circumstances, it is very difficult for people to study the Vedic literature, particularly the four Vedas, Upanishads. This requires tremendous intelligence and tremendous surrender to the spiritual master, through who and to find a spiritual master who can teach these things, also very, very difficult. But realizing that this situation is going to develop in future, Vedavyasa Maharshi compiled a Srimad Bhagavatam with a view conveying the same ideas or same thoughts what was there in Upanishads and the Vedas, through in a way that ordinary people can relate with it. That is the success of Srimad Bhagavatam and Ramayanam. So the story of Ramachandra in the Srimad Bhagavatam is in that direction mentioned in two chapters. And this is the reason why we have come to this level of analyzing Ramachandra's personality. Although when you understand, as I said before, that our relationship with Krishna, our relationship with Lord Ramachandra has to grow day by day. It is not that a statue is standing there, we come there every day, pay our obeisances and we go back. That is not at what is Bhakti Yoga process means. Bhakti Yoga means that a relationship with the devotee and the Supreme Lord. There are three things: devotion, devotee and the Supreme Lord. This is what constitutes Bhakti Yoga. So Bhakti Yoga process, a devotee feels a relationship with Krishna or Ramachandra, whoever he is attached to. So in this way, if you see, you will see here in the Ramayanam, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, that Parikshit Maharaj conveyed Sudeva Goswami conveyed to Parikshit Maharaj his understanding of Ramachandra, how Sukadeva Goswami saw Ramachandra, unlike Valmiki and Vedavyasa Maharshi. That's what this makes it interesting. And unlike Vedavyasa Maharshi, Sukadeva Goswami also did not hide anything. Openly he spoke about it, what he felt about Ramachandra and that incarnation of Krishna. So before we go into that in detail discussions, there are various things what we have to constantly analyze in our own mind. The reason for that is, when one comes to spiritual life, the spiritual life poses a lot of questions, particularly when a society is very much geared in the material direction. Material life means, generally, our materialistic consciousness and our material way of analyzing things is very, very gross, on a gross level. That is natural, because matter is such a thing, that gross matter, they call it. And the association with matter means that our attitude also becomes very gross in that sense. And that is one of the reasons why there is so much difficulty in relating with the principles of Srimad Bhagavatam. That many times devotees ask this question, they try to verify Bhagavatam from their mundane viewpoint. Or in other words, they're trying to check it out, Bhagavatam is correct or not, according to their vision. But what they do not know is that their vision is very much mundane, and spiritual platform and spiritual understanding is totally beyond their mundane materialistic concept of life. And that is what one has to remember. So in this case, you can see that if you differentiate between spiritual life and material life, what do you see? For example, if you take Bhagavad Gita, the topics that are discussed in Bhagavad Gita are all subtle topics. They are subtle things. Like, for example, three modes of material nature. very difficult to understand what these three modes are. If a scientist or somebody comes and asks us, can you show us where the three modes of nature is? We have no answer for that. Because this is something difficult for him to understand. Why? Because his vision is already tainted with their materialistic concept of life. And as long as one sees things from a material platform, Srimad Bhagavatam is millions of miles away for them. This is the difficulty. Similarly, one is material nature. Secondly, karma. Karma is such a thing, the laws of karma, discussed throughout the Vedic literature as the sole basis on which the Vedic philosophy is founded. And if that karma, if somebody finds it difficult to accept as a law of this world, then that means the vision is very much on a gross platform. They have not come to that subtle understanding of the subtle laws of material nature. This is the problem. So similarly, material nature, karma. Time is another factor. We will see when we discuss about time, you will notice it, what time means really. Material nature, modes of nature, time, loss of karma. Then what else? Maya, which is illusion. The illusion and illusory energy, Krishna's illusory energy, throughout Bhagavatam you will find discussed in detail. So, and in addition to that, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And then again about one's own living entity, the jiva. Now, out of all these things I have listed here, you can see none of them can be understood by a materialist. Materialists will find it very, very hard to think what all this means. As far as he is concerned, he is following everything in black and white on the paper. And an education system which has trained a society to think in that way will find it very difficult to understand what is spirituality means. This is where the problem comes. So just as we find it very, very hard to understand the subtle laws of material nature, the subtle laws of the Vedic literature, it is so difficult from a gross platform to analyze them and to understand them. So it is in this background that there are few things what it is necessary to remind time and again when we are discussing Srimad Bhagavatam. Now, to start with, karma. Karma means what? What does karma means? Karma, we talk about karma all the time. Karma, that's my karma, they say. Sometimes we say, I don't know whether we understand it fully when we say that, but still we say it's my karma that I had to go through this. This is how we understand that. Now, before going to discussing karma, what we have to think about is, why do we worship Krishna? This is the first question. Why one worships Krishna? Now, normally in the material world, a lot of people approach Krishna due to various reasons. Krishna also says in the Bhagavad Gita, Artho Jityasurarthaarthi Jnani Cha Bharadarshabha. So, these four things, Artha, Jityasu, Artharthi and Jnani. Artha means one who is distressed, Jityasu is inquisitive, and Artharthi is one who wants wealth, and Jnani, one who is in knowledge. These are the four kinds, Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, who come to him. Now, out of these four, majority belongs to two groups. Either they are Artharthi or they are Artham. Artha means one who is distressed. Distress means due to various reasons. Either it could be due to ill health, due to poverty, due to crisis in the family life, or some disturbances, something that is a distress for them in their normal life. And that's what makes them to come to Krishna. And similarly, Artharthi, one who is after wealth. Jnanis and Jnasus are very, very rare. You don't find so many Jnanis and Jnasus in this world. Jnanis and Jnasus generally, when they take to Krishna consciousness, they already have a very deeper understanding of the subtle laws of nature. That is why in Jnanamargam, if you go, you will see that Jnanis already have that subtle vision of spiritual life. The vision, like we have a gross vision of the material world, everything we see in terms of matter, in terms of our senses. In other words, for us, like the scientists, they are measuring the diameter of the universe. I don't know what tape measure they have used, but they say that it's about 10,000 miles or 12,000 miles, this, that and everything. So like this, everything for them is in relationship with matter. Nothing they can see outside matter. Everything in the gross type of matter that they exist for them. But for a person who is on a spiritual understanding of life, will see things totally different. So, people come to Krishna for various reasons. Now, out of this, Artha and Artharthi are generally the category of people who come with a distressed mind to Krishna. Now, when they come, they pray to Krishna, that please relieve my this distress or that distress, whatever they have. And sometimes you find that even after praying to Krishna so much, nothing has happened. The distress continues as it is. And sometimes people think this is waste of time, that we have spent so much time in serving Krishna, but at the end he is not listening to anything and they go away. But this is a fact of life. Why? Because when they do not understand how the laws of material nature work, they jump into conclusions of their own on a mental platform. For example, Krishna very detailed expresses in the Bhagavad Gita what does karma means. Karma is the whole thing based on which this whole creation is functioning. That is how strong the loss of karma is. And this loss of karma, Krishna says that normally Krishna doesn't change. For example, one who has constantly been executing pious activities or sinful activities, he has to reap the results of that. Krishna doesn't interfere with that. That is the way Krishna has set up the laws of nature. Bhagavad Gita clearly talks about that. Now, when that is the situation, when you pray to Krishna and the results don't come, naturally you have to understand that the laws of nature overrides here. That due to sinful activities, I am accepting this punishment from material nature and I cannot escape from that unless and until I go through that process of the punishment. So this way, material nature has a law, and that law is the loss of karma. Karma is that thing which controls and binds us very strongly. And as we say, suppose you throw a stone to the sky, to the top, it will come back to us. Exactly the same way, our thoughts and our actions that goes from us, it will come back to us. And that you can't stop it. That is the subtle side of life. Very, very subtle side of the life. But difficult for a materialistic scientist to accept. Very easy for an ordinary devotee to accept. So this is where the difference is. That a devotee, when he is seeing something subtle in life, he can see that there is a cause behind it. It all didn't happen automatically. Whereas for a scientist or for one who is searching in the material world for the truth, absolute truth, he would not come into these conclusions. So there is a difference there. Now apart from that, this loss of karma always has been one of the most critical factor in the Vedic tradition. How much has been discussed and how much has been written about it and how much has been analyzed is unlimited. That is how much the loss of karma is important in the Vedic tradition. As we go through, you will see how the loss of karma influences us and why all this information is important for us. Because when you don't understand the loss of karma, when you don't think in that direction, or if you don't develop that way of thought process in that way, naturally you are inclined to analyze Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita from your mundane way of looking at things. And this brings a lot of problems and then eventually it ends up in rejecting the Bhagavatam or rejecting Bhagavad Gita. Because I could not understand, I have been used to thinking in one way and I think that everything should be written according to my way of understanding. So that is why it's important to understand the loss of karma. So this karma is an important factor in the sense that karma controls us. How much it controls us, as I said before, that Krishna would not normally like to alter the ways of karma. Karma is such a powerful thing in this material world. And generally, the living entity, when I'm talking about living entity, the spirit soul or one living being, when we refer to any living entity, it is the soul we are talking about, not the body. Now, those who are doubtful about the existence of the soul, then they have to start from further behind. But for practical purposes, let us assume that we all accept that a soul exists in the body. So if you accept that, then the living entity known as the soul has an existence in this world, in this earthly planet. Normally in the Vedic literature you will find 14 planetary systems mentioned. Now, to understand this loss of karma, a certain understanding of the life after death and the transmigration of the soul is also important, because generally people think that karma, how does it work? They all have a doubt. Is there a very large computer which is keeping a record of all these people, what they are doing and what they are not? How does the system work? This is a big question in their many minds. Often it comes up. So eventually they tend to reject that, thinking that, oh, this loss of karma could be something somebody has concocted in the history. It is not like that. Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam and all the other authoritative Vedic literature is standing on top of this thing called karma. So important that is, important to understand. So in the 14 planetary system in the universe, generally 7 planets are below the earthly planet. Then we have the earthly planet and then the higher planetary systems. But the soul, normal circumstances, doesn't travel to all these planets. It doesn't travel. It has its own area of operations. Or in other words, when the spirit soul is in this earthly planet, you can more or less say that what is its position in this whole universe. That's all very clearly defined. Jnanis are much more advanced in this type of topics because they need all this information very clearly in their head, because their process is such that they have an accurate understanding of the movement of the soul within this universe. So generally we say Bhulogam. Bhulogam means this earthly planet. And above this we have what is known as Bhuvarlogam. And above the Bhuvarlogam, there is known as Surlogam. These are the 3 planets in which is known as Karma Mandalam. Karma Mandalam means the soul in a particular body functions in a particular way in this earthly planet. When it functions like that, depending on those activities, the soul goes up or stays back in the earthly planet. This is the normal rule. The rule is such that the soul does get a body here. As soon as it accepts a body in this earthly planet, the chances of it going down from the earthly planet is very, very rare. It doesn't happen. Majority of the cases it doesn't happen. Unless one has done extremely sinful activities, majority of the cases the earthly planet is the base on which the living entity or the soul operates. So the soul, when it has comes to earthly planet, it has got an opportunity to execute what is known as karma. So it performs karma in the earthly planet and it reaps the results. So that is how it starts. For example, this Bhulogam grows material, this earthly planet is a gross planet. Whereas the other 2 planets, which is the Bhuvarlogam and Surlogam. Surlogam means the heavenly planets we refer to where the demigods live. Now, both the Bhuvarlogam and Surlogam, which is above the earthly planet, they are subtle planets. In other words, the inhabitants of these planets do not have a gross body. This is the beauty of the creation. Now, if a scientist come and ask you, where is this Bhuvarlogam? Show it to me. There is no answer to that question. On the authority of the Vedic authorities, authority of Vedic tradition, we can say very strongly this point, that Bhuvarlogam exists as in this gross form. Bhuvarlogam and Swarlogam exist without any gross form. Why is it like that? That's also another question. Why is Bhuvarlogam and Swarlogam does not have a gross existence? Just like the earthly planet, as we see today with our eyes, this Bhumi or earthly planet has got what is known as satellite planetary systems around that, which is also subtle planets. Naragalogam, Pidurlogam, Prayadalogam. These are the satellite planetary systems of the earthly planet. Similarly, Bhurlogam, Bhuvarlogam and Surgalogam also has its own satellites. But generally, the soul stays within these 3 planetary systems. Earthly planet, Bhulogam, Bhuvarlogam and Surlogam. Now, the reason why, like in this world, we see that we have so many different types of living entities, 8.4 million different species of life, according to Padma Puranam. Padma Puranam says there is so many different living entities. Now, when there is so many living entities in this world, under different bodies. When their activities become pious, some of them elevate themselves. And when they elevate, they go into this Bhuvarlokam and Swarlokam. Now, the reason why they have a subtle body and not a gross body is, in the earthly planet, we have happiness and distress. In the Bhuvarlokam and Swarlokam, they don't have distress. They only have happiness. Why? Because they don't have a gross body. Gross body means what? You get diseased. You get old age. You get hungry. You get thirsty. And you get all kinds of dangers in this world. This is the nature of a gross material body, isn't it? So when you have a gross material body, you have to experience all these things. Therefore, you have to experience all these distresses also here. Whereas once you go to Bhuvarlokam and Swarlokam, or the heavenly planets, there is no existence in a gross form. Or in other words, they all live in their own subtle bodies. Their subtle body is their existence. Therefore, they don't experience the distress what we experience in this world. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita that if you elevate yourself, tetam bhuktva swargalokam vishalam, kshine punye martyalokam vishandi. You can see, I think it is in the 7th chapter, tetam bhuktva swargalokam vishalam, that you can go to the swargalokam, Krishna says, and enjoy there unlimitedly, kshine punye martyalokam vishandi. And when that happiness is finished in the heavenly planets, your the bank account is over, or the money is finished, then kshine punye martyalokam vishandi. You come back to this earthly planet again and accept a gross body. This is the law. Or in other words, you can see that the law is such, written in such a way, that the soul has an opportunity to go to higher planets, to the Swarlokam and to the Bhuvarlokam. Once you get there, you have finished with most of this material distresses, what you experience in this world. This is what happens. But although you may reach the Swarlokam, you cannot go from there further. You cannot go. There is something that is stopping you. What is that? That is karma. This karma is such a thing, with the living entity, it is packed all the time. And karma will go with you and hold you there. And it will not allow you to go further than that. Why? Because in these 14 planetary systems, the higher planets known as Maharlokam, Janalokam, Tapolokam and Satyalokam, the four lokas above the Swarlokam, they are all what is known as Jnanamandalam. Jnanamandalam means, unless you have come to that realization with knowledge, you cannot reach there. You are restricted at that point. So, Shastra says there that you have got this karma mandalam of Bhulokam, Bhurlokam and Swarlokam. Karma mandalam means the phase within which the normal living entity acts, acquires karma and enjoys or suffers his own karma. That is known as karma mandalam. Beyond that, Janalokam, Maharlokam, Tavalokam and Satyalokam, above this karma mandalam is known as Jnana mandalam. Now, how do we go to Jnanamandalam? That question comes also. That will come to that later. Now, this Jnanamandalam is a place one can go when one is completely wiped out with his karma. Karma, as long as there is karma behind, it will not allow you to go further than the karma mandalam. That is the nature of the karma. So, whereas in the in the normal situation, the living entity goes between these three, Bhulokam, Bhurlokam and Swarlokam. Now in Swarlokam and Bhuvarlokam, he is not experiencing the material distresses as much as he experiences in the earthly planet. In the earthly planet, which is Bhuvalokam, he has all these varieties of bodies, which means you can either be a cat or a dog or a cow or an elephant or so many options. 8.4 million different species exist in this creation. So he will accept a body. Now when one comes to the human body, he has got a higher responsibility. That response, because that is the opportunity where he has an opportunity to understand things. He has been given that intelligence. Bhagavatam also confirms this, that he has been given an intelligence. Thereby, he can understand the movement of the soul and how the soul goes into different conditions. An animal cannot understand that, so he has no choice. He has to just live there. That's a sort of a punishment, that body. that when you engage in sinful activities, too much sinful activity eventually ends up in one of these bodies, one of these million, one of these so many millions species, in the form of a worm, in the form of a bird, beast, aquatics, plants, trees, and all the other four-legged animals, two-legged, like that, so many different options are given there. But one good fortune is that in the human body, one can understand all this variegatedness, all the varieties of existence. So as it comes to, the point is this, that karma mandalam is difficult to come out from that. In karma mandalam, we are rotating all the time. That you go into higher planets and you stay there for a long time, as long as your pious activities allows you to stay. But as soon as that is finished, you have to come back again to earthly planet, accept another body again here. This is how that system works. And in Jnana Mandalam, as soon as you are in the Jnana Mandalam, it is possible to get there by certain processes. For example, Jnana Mandalam is possible to go when one finish up his karma. This is the reason in the Vedic system, the most important thing, the stress is given to minimize karma. If one does not minimize karma, karma will continuously hold him back here. This is the difficulty. That is the reason that karma at any cost one should avoid. The more you increase your karma, the more you are entangled with this material world. This is the way it works. So from externally, people may think that this is not a very good philosophy. They may say that, oh, I'm meant to work hard day and night, isn't it? That's how everybody thinks. And they think that that is the success of life. Vedic literature warns people that if you get caught up in this karma business, then unless you minimize it and reduce it to the very minimum, the only option you have left is to accept bodies one after the other. That is the such a dangerous situation is our position today. You can see when you reject Vedic literature and when you start speculating mentally and using your scientific analysis of life, you don't get anywhere. You have no understanding what this actually the truth is. The truth is mentioned in Vedic literature, very strongly explains that minimize your karma at any cost. This is the message in the Vedic literature. Why? If you increase your karma, you have to accept more bodies, because every karma has to be burned at the end, either in the pious or in the sinful way. And the fact is that since we perform 95% sinful activities and 5% pious activities, the chances are that the next body can be one among the 8.4 million in the earthly planet. So therefore, among the jnanis and among the great advanced devotees also, they know that increasing karma is not a good thing. If you increase your materialistic activities or karmic activities, that will not allow you to escape from this bondage of karma. It is so powerful it is. So unless and until one come out of it, one cannot go into the jnana mandalam or to the places of knowledge where pure knowledge exists. Now, these are things which are a lot of discussion on these topics, or jnanam and karmam, how these things influences a living entity. So generally, in the Bhagavad Gita also you will see, there are certain processes mentioned, Devayanam and Pitriyanam. What does it all mean? Devayanam means that a person has come to understand that I have to become sensible, I have to be conscious of this subtle laws of nature, particularly the laws of karma. And when he comes to that understanding, his mind starts thinking, how can I free myself from the impact of this karma, what I have been doing for many, many millions of lifetimes. This is the next thing what is likely to happen. Otherwise, if you do not stop it, if you continuously go on doing it, that means you are actually increasing your material existence, in other words. So to minimize that, what is known as the process of Devayanam is mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita. Devayanam means basically that one gets an opportunity to control one's life by offering the results of one's actions to the Supreme Lord in such a way that Krishna says there that if you offer your results to me in such a situation, the possibility is that you will not be affected by that. That is Krishna's guarantee. that Krishna says there is a technique of how to do karma in this world. That is why Krishna goes through one whole chapter of Karma Yoga in the Bhagavad Gita. Why? The process of operating in this world, if you do not see through Bhagavad Gita, the possibility is that we will be more implicated in the karma. We get a false understanding of how to execute karma. So Krishna says here that somehow or the other, if you offer, that means kartrutva buddhi. Kartrutva buddhi means that I am the doer, that is kartrutva buddhi, and I am the enjoyer, I am the benefactor of the results of my own actions. If one free oneself from this concept and is able to do activities in such a way that he is no more feeling the necessity to identify with the results or the necessity to take the ownership of doing it, in which case offering his services to the Supreme Personality, he is not affected by that. That is the only way to burn this karmic reactions out. When that happens, at some point in time through the Devayanam process, one day when one has completely finished up with that, the karma mandalam will let you escape from that and go to the jnana mandalam. Up to that point, you are very much controlled by this loss of karma or karma mandalam. You stay within that. Now, this Devayanam process is a nice process. But when you follow this Devayanam process, it causes problems as well. Why? Those living entities who have gone to the Bhuvarlogam and Swarlogam, they are enjoying there after leaving this earthly planet. But at the same time, they also know that they have a higher knowledge than us. They are the demigods there. These demigods are aware that the living entities in the earthly planet are trying to escape from that to the higher planes of life, especially to the Jnanamandalam. They are trying to escape from here. And they themselves could not escape because they are also under the control of this law. When they are in the heavenly planets, they are also thinking that how they could come out from there and go to the higher planetary systems. But higher planetary system means to the planets where knowledge exists, Janalogam, Tavalogam and all that. But they can't move there. They are restricted there. So they feel the difficulty or envious about those. They comment each other that only a few years ago, this particular person has been very sinful in this earthly planet. Now he wants to go to the higher planets. They put impediments on their way. Bhagavatam very clearly mentions that, how they come and put a lot of restrictions in your progress towards the Jnanamandalam or to the higher planetary systems. This is the way these systems work. And these are all subtle things. Now if you ask me for the proof, where can you show me Jnanamandalam, where can you show me Karma, I have no answer for that. This is the Vedic authority. Vedic authority means knowledge based on the knowledge received through the authorities, through the Supreme Personality and through Supreme Lord's servants or the devotees. So from the Vedic authority we understand the revealed knowledge in the Vedic Upanishads and Puranas and everything talks about these things very clearly, that this is the limitations on the living entity. Now what is happening is that when it goes in the Devayanam process, he has been restricted by the demigods. They won't let him go. They stop him there. As much as they can, they'll put effort to put them. So that's why the more you're trying to advance spiritually, the impediments become stronger. And then you got to be so stronger to overcome that. And that means the strength of determination comes in that point. So anyway, the Devayanam process goes on. Otherwise, what normally happens is that the living entity who has performed, say for example, a lot of activities in this world, for example, everything has its own reasoning and logic, depending on the type of activity he has performed at the time of death, according to his propensities, he will get his next body, as Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita. That is a simple fact. So this, he does not necessarily have to go to any other planets to experience his sinful reactions. For example, a man who has been living a very sinful life, he could accept another body of an animal's body easily in this planet, and that is be very difficult to overcome, and that is where the difficulty is. For example, jnanam and karmam are the two sides of the processes, two major processes in the spiritual path, jnanam and karmam. Now, say for example, If by your own effort you have studied a lot of Upanishads, Puranas, and other commentaries on that by the great Acharyas and everything, and you have acquired a lot of spiritual understanding and knowledge has come to you, that means in Jnana Margam you have progressed quite a bit. You have done extremely well. But if you have not finished your karma here, you cannot go back to the Jnana Mandalam. You are stuck here. You may have developed a lot of understanding. That is why real Jnanis who have come to this understanding, they will minimize their karmic reaction and wait for all the karma to burn away as quickly as they could. This is one of the most important things, that karma can hold back Jnanam. Jnanam, even if you become a Jnani and you are still wanting to go back, if you have your prarabdham, karma behind you, which you have not finished yet, you are still held back here by the power of that karma, what is behind you. That is one thing. Now, on the contrary, if you see, if you have finished all your karma, if you have no more karma existing, but at the same time, even if you have not developed the knowledge to that extent to go to the higher planetary systems, still, if the karma is not binding you, there is a possibility of escaping from here through the process of devotion. That the knowledge, a person who is in knowledge, once he gives up that karmic reactions, that's gone away from him, he has, by surrendering to the Supreme Lord and offering his services to him, he gets very easily able to leave from this restricted life of these three planets of Bhulogam, Bhurlogam and Swarlogam. This Bhulogam, Bhurlogam and Swarlogam, the three planets, which comes in the Gayatri Mantram also, has got other names as well. For example, Swarlogam is known as Dvilogam also. And similarly, the Bhurlogam is called as Parjanya Logam. So these names, they're all, whatever may be the name, they're all one and the same, but different names, that's all. So now we have to look at it a little bit more carefully. Why? Because I was mentioning to you that you cannot change certain things, that your activities in this world determines your next body according to the consciousness what you have created. So therefore karma becomes very, very important, that what will happen. Now, in this process, I can tell you so many instances how these things are affecting us. Once it so happened that a nice, good householder, when I say good householder means one who lived a life of a good householder, he has lived such a life that he did everything according to properly. In other words, he lived a proper householder's as per the Shastra's injunctions. He did not acquire wealth in the wrong means. He also performed all the duties of a householder, as mentioned in the Shastra's. He had a few children, and eventually at some time later, he died. The old man died, the householder died. So he brought up all his children nicely, with proper understanding of life, everything. And children also felt very cooperative together. They didn't quarrel each other and break away together. But they felt each other the necessity to work together and continue with life together. So in other words, the father has succeeded in giving the children a good samskar, or in other words, a good cultural understanding of how to live in this world peacefully. So the children grew up, and when the father died for the first death anniversary, they decided that we should offer a big feast for the first Shraddha ceremony to all the people, as many as people they wanted to invite them and offer them a nice feast to everybody. This was in their mind. They decided to do it that way because they had the means to do it, and also they had the inclination in doing that. You need both. You need the desire and as well as you need the money also to do that. So they decided to do that and invited everybody to come for the Shraddha ceremony. And at the middle of the day, they offered the prasadam to everybody to take. So many people were having the feast at that time. When they were having the feast, they were thinking, these brothers were thinking all the time, that nobody has come to, sannyasis have come. Because generally, everyone feels a great pleasure in offering the food to sannyasis, because sannyasis being transcendentalists and also beyond the attachment to this material world, who have given up all their karma and who have released from this bondage, they are always welcomed by the householders, and they great pleasure in feeding prasadam, offering them prasadam and offering respects to them. So like this, they were feeding and the feast was going on very nicely, everything was going on. Suddenly one sannyasi came to the scene. And when the sannyasi came, all the brothers were very pleased with that. They invited the sannyasi, please come, Swamiji, come and sit down. Let's please wash your feet, offered the water to him. And treated him very respectfully to the sannyasi. And sannyasi came and sat down. Sannyasi saw all these people sitting and taking prasadam there. So sannyasi asked, why, what is this special thing going on today, that so many people I find here today taking prasadam? So the children naturally explained to the sannyasi that it is our first death anniversary of the Shraddha ceremony of our father. After all, it is he who has created all this wealth for us. He worked hard and he did everything properly, and by Krishna's grace we have all this wealth. So we felt obliged to offer food to everybody on this day. Sannyasi said, that's very, very nice. So, and then they asked Sannyasi to take food. Sannyasi stood there for a while and started looking at them. So, these people, these children of this old man, they had a cow standing in the cow shed. There was a cow standing there. And the cow was crying all the time for the water or something to eat. And there was no sign, nobody had any time, because their mind was completely absorbed in looking after all these guests who have come and who are being fed at that day. So sannyasi asked these brothers that, where is your father? Where is he? He said, and have you offered anything to him? So the brothers replied, yes, we have given food to all these people. And that is what we believe that has reached him. Sannyasi started laughing. He said to them that your father hasn't got anything what you have offered through these people. They all eaten and they go away. Your father is sitting standing there in the cow shed. He is that cow standing there. He pointed out to the cow and told them that. What do we understand from this? That basically what has happened is the father left his body in the family, and has God taken birth as a cow and come here in the same family again. This can happen because the time of death is such a crucial thing in life, that attachment what you have developed all along your life to your so-called family will not let you escape freely like that from your family. It will bring you back again because your whole consciousness is stuck here, number one. Number two, if your activity is in the material life, normally this can happen to householders mostly. Generally, sannyasis and brahmacharis do not have that difficulty. But householders' case, because the ways of acquiring wealth and dealing materialistic wealth life will cause this problem, that they may have to sometimes accept somebody in this very world which they may not have even thought of. Now you can see the problem, that the father has come there as a cow in the same family. And the sannyasi told them, go and offer some grass and hay to the cow, as well as something to drink. And immediately they started arranging everything for the father, who was standing there like the cow now. So this was their situation. So normally it is very difficult to explain these things in detail, because these realizations comes from one who is conscious of the other living entities. One who thinks all other living entities are for my enjoyment, then for them it is a bit difficult to hard. For example, if you look at cows, elephants and all that, normally you will always see their face gives an expression of sadness. I don't know whether you have noticed that. It's not very difficult to explain. It's not very difficult to understand. You can go and look at any of these animals, cows, elephants, and even horses. Many of these animals, there is always a certain amount of sadness on their face. Do you know why that sadness is? Have you any time thought about this? I have not seen them smiling or enjoying or laughing at anybody. always in a very sad mood, these animals stand there. What's the reason behind it? The reason for that is that we have what is known as Purva Janma Smarana, memory of our past life. The animals get it. We don't get it. This is our good fortune. These animals normally, they all get this, their past life, what they have gone through. So at some point, they had the memory of they lived in a better body than in a cow's body or in a dog's body or in a cat's body or in even an elephant's body. All these bodies, when they exist, now and then, Krishna has given them this ability to remember what a life they had in the past. And now these animals are thinking, what a situation have I landed now? And that is what is causing that sadness on their face. This is the explanation in the Shastram. That these animals, you look at cows, so nice they are to look at. They give you so much from themselves for our life in this world. But when you go and think that what is going through their mind about their past lives, and deliberately Krishna has tied their tongue, not allowing them to speak. Because once they start speaking their past lives, it becomes very difficult. So Krishna says, stay in this body, tongue is tied up, you can't speak anything. All the memories are coming back from past lives. This is their position. So you should not think that all these living entities have no life, or it's there, Krishna has given me to enjoy them, eat them and happily enjoy at their cost. This is the foolishness of this gross understanding of life. When one starts thinking from the spiritual angle, when spiritual realizations comes, he will see the presence of Supreme Lord in all these living entities. All these living entities, they are part and parcel of Krishna. It is Jiva, ever since Jiva came into this world, and he started changing bodies all the time on this 8.4 million different spaces. Sometimes he exists in one form, sometimes he's in another form. This is the way the laws of nature works. But if the scientist comes and starts testing his genes and hormones and saying, no, he's completely happy, he's a healthy person, there's no answer to that. You won't understand that, because his understanding is all based on genes and hormones and everything. He doesn't see that beyond than that, there is a thing called soul in the body, which has its own characteristics and which controls his life. So this is the problem. Now, this is one thing. Now, if you go in this path, if you analyze it, that why karma is such an important factor. Karma can put you into that situation tomorrow. And karma can also elevate you to the higher planets, particularly to the Vorlogam and Sorlogam. Now, what is sad is that after obtaining a human life, if one hasn't taken this seriously and engages himself in sinful activities, if he goes down and attains into one of these forms, like a cat or a dog or an elephant or this or that, is it not a pathetic situation? And especially there, if you start getting these memories of your past life, that you had a human body once, and I have abused that human body, and the result was that I had to go and live in this body for some time. So that is one side of the karmic life, karma's way of controlling us. Now, it is important to remember that this karma that binds us so strongly in this world has various aspects to remember, to understand. Even if you do not make it to the spiritual world, it is not something unforgivable. It is not something unforgivable. Why? Because after all, you have understood the law of karma and acted properly. At least that much credit you still have. But if you have not even forget about going back to the spiritual world, if you still acted in such a way in this world and gone down on the scale and accepted a dog's body and a cat's body, how many lifetimes you may have to go through before you come back again to this valuable human form of life. That is what you have to remember. That is why Krishna, of course, says in the Bhagavatam, in the Ekadasi Skandam, Krishna talks about it in the Srimad Bhagavatam while instructing Uddhava, that Krishna says there that one who has not utilized his life to come out of this material life itself altogether, considers himself as a killer of the soul. Krishna says he is a killer of the soul. Killer of the soul. But even if we have not reached that stage, what Krishna is expecting from us to get to, at least we should become conscious of this simple fact that we should not go below from what we have reached at this. Because human life is a very valuable body compared to all the other 8.4 million. It's a valuable form of life. And the punishment of our pious activities, sinful activities are both given here. Generally, for example, the results of sinful activities is lower forms of body. That is the result of sinful activity, lower form of body. The result of pious activity also question comes then. For example, if you are, say, doing deity worship in a temple, for quite some time you did, you didn't become perfect at it. You have done for some time with a good intention, served Krishna. You have chanted the holy name for quite some time, but never perfected it. Carried on for quite some time, but due to various pressures or whatever it is, you have lost that impetus to chant. But you have done something in your life. You have done a lot of meditation. All other different tapas, penances, austerities, all these kinds you have done. Where is the result? You don't get the results here immediately, because you don't see that, oh, I chanted 16 rounds for 5 years. Where is my result? If you ask that question, there is no answer. Does that mean there is no result? No, there is result. And that result is that what takes you to this higher planetary system, particularly to this Svarlokam and Ghoralokam. These two planetary systems are specially created. Why? You have at least finished from this material distress in this world. You are in a still higher position. And if you are fortunate enough in Ghoralokam and Svarlokam, you have the, if you have the opportunity to associate with, and who are the living entities there? Yakshas, Kinnaras, Charanas, Gandharvas, Siddhas, they all live in these planets. And they all have a much higher level of knowledge compared to the human being in this world, because they have come to that position whereby they have been able to come out of this human life here and accept a higher knowledge there. Now, then, when we are talking about all these things, there is another factor also we have to understand, what is known as time. Just like we discussed about karma, we have to discuss about time also, because these are all subtle things in life. And unless and until one has some subtle vision of these things, it is very difficult to understand Bhagavadam. Bhagavadam is understood, because otherwise you will come. You're always doubting. Is Sukadeva Goswami trying to manipulate me? Is he trying to tell me? How does he know? Has he measured all these things? Whole of fifth canto is confusing to me. Nothing tallies with what the scientists have told me. All these ideas keep coming in the head. So if you don't want that confusion, it is important that this subtle understanding of these things, we develop the subtle vision, as they call the jnanis and the yogis, called the subtle vision. They have it much more in them than the devotees have, because this is their process. They have to take it very seriously. So the jnanis generally will say, coming to this time factor, we are talking about the time now. Now, when you think about time, what's our understanding on time? Understanding of time is like this. For example, we live, Parama Ayus it's called, it means maximum a lifetime normally for human life is 100 years here. And similarly, there is a lifespan decided or fixed for other living entities also. For example, elephant has got 120 years. That's the normal lifespan for an elephant. They may not live up to that. They may die before. But maximum lifespan is fixed for 120. Similarly, for the four-legged animals, like the cows and the horses and so many other animals like that, they say 32 years. They can live in completion. When they complete 32 years, that's a complete life. Similarly, for the goats and the dogs and things like that, 12 years, it's already fixed that. Similarly, for birds and bees in between, like that. Different lifespans are mentioned in the Shastram. Now, why is it mentioned like that? Because normally we have this concept that our life is a very long lifetime, isn't it? We have 100 years, suppose if we live 100 years. We may not live 100 years, but that's another thing. Suppose if we live 100 years. Assuming that we live 100 years, and in this 100 years, when we reach about, say, 75, 80 years old, we think that we have gone through a long lifetime, isn't it? That's how we feel about it. so much experiences in this world, good, giving trouble to others, troubling oneself and troubling everybody else. Like this we lived in this for 80, 90 years, and then we were thinking, oh, such a long time I had lived. But if you think about it in another way, look at this. Suppose you go to heavenly planets. For them, our 6 months is 1 day for them. That means our whole, what is known as Uttarayanam, the 6 months of Uttarayanam, that is their daytime. That means for them it's 1 day. Our 6 months is their 1 day. And other 6 months, the night time, the another 6 months for them is the Dakshinayanam. In other words, 1 day and night for them is for us 1 year, one full year. So normally what happens is, if you go to the planets higher than that, say Maharlokam, Janalokam and all that, the time span is again different. There the time calculation is totally different. For example, for them, 1 day is sometimes something like 20 years for us here. So sometimes what happens is, somebody from this higher planets, from the Jnanamandalam, although he has got there, sometimes due to, say, either due to committing some offenses, somebody there, because there are great, great personalities come there, they visit these higher planets, and there is a possibility you may commit some offenses there. There is also another possibility, suddenly some desire develops to come here. In that case, they will come here. And when they come here, you know what they say about that there, in that planet? Oh, he has gone to earthly planet for 2 days. That's what they say there. And here, what do we see? We think, oh, he is living there 100 years. So, what does this mean? This means only one thing. Time is nothing but how you experience that. For example, in the higher planetary systems, especially in the Maharlokam and all that, where the time span is so long that our existence in this world is very tiny period of time, a small amount of time. It's a very small time. So when they come here, just like, say, somebody has gone to Manchester and he's coming back day after tomorrow, and someone comes and asks me, he says, where is he gone? I said, oh, he has gone to Manchester, he'll be back day after tomorrow. That's what I will say to him, isn't it? So similarly, when these persons come from these great places like Maharlokam and Janalokam, when they come to earthly planet, there the understanding is, oh, he's gone for a couple of days to the earthly planet, he'll be back any time. That's what they will say. And for us, this couple of days here is a time of 100 years time. So this is the difference. So from this you can understand, in the Bhagavadam, there is a reference to that in a very subtle way. Vedavyasa Maharshi puts it, when the gopis were separated from Krishna, gopis sang a song known as Gopika Geetam. It's a very famous song. I think it is the 31st chapter of the 10th canto. There, gopis said to Krishna, Atadi yadbhavananyikananam trudiryugayade twamapashyadam kudilakundalam shrimukham chade jadamudikshadam pashmakral brisham. Gopis are saying to Krishna, Trudur Yuga Ayade Twama Pashyaram, that they were saying to Krishna that, you know, that this Trudi, this, when we don't see you, we were thinking that it was one Yuga. They felt like that. That is how much that separation gave them the feeling. So separation from Krishna gave them the feeling to the gopis that Trudur Yuga Ayade Twama Pashyaram, that even a small separation from Krishna, they were feeling like four yugas combined. Kudila kundalam shrimukham chade jadamudi ekshadam pashmagral brisham. That they started then saying to Krishna about Brahma. He says, although he has got four heads, there is not even a tiny brain in that head. They talked about Brahma to him like that. Although he has got four heads, that the thing called brain doesn't exist in any one of them. This is how they commented about it. Why? Kudila kundalam shrimukham chade jadamudi ikshadam pashmakral brisham. We have one thing in the eye called this winking. Winking in the ninth canto is mentioned as nimesham unmesham. This is the reason behind it. That we will see when we discuss ninth cantos later, how it happened, this winking business. So this winking, nimesham unmesham as it is called, yogi said to Krishna that why did Brahma put this into the eye. Because when that happens, for a second, how much time does it take to close and open the eye? Doesn't take very long. But they felt that Brahma did not know how to create people, that when they created, that we missing the opportunity to see Krishna for that short period of time. So this is how gopis saw that. From this you can see that this time factor, what you consider as time, so important, is such a thing based on one's experience. For example, when one is experiencing a lot of distress in life, he will think, oh, it's a very, very long time. He's thinking like that. And he's experiencing that also because of the time. The agony is never finished, some form or the other. Maybe disease, maybe something else. Doesn't matter. But similarly, when you are experiencing happiness, as I mentioned before, Bhuvarlokam and Swarlokam doesn't have distress. It's only happiness there. Why? They have no material body. So because of that, they are feeling that the time span is so limited. There's not much time. They're feeling all the time there. So all these thoughts in living entities in different planets, depending on the consciousness or in the experiences that they enjoy or suffer, accordingly time also varies. This is the point I was trying to make. Now, what do we say from there? Now, as I mentioned, karma, we understand what it means. We understand what time means. So this time and karma, these have these subtle effects on the human mind. So from this, we can conclude so many other things also. Just like the karma, when that is purified, when we have performed activities which are in line with Krishna consciousness or which are purifying or not binding us to this material world, that karma will give better results. In other words, urdvam gacchandi sattvastha madhye tishtandi rajasaha jaghanya guna vruttistha adho gacchandi tamasaha. Bhagavad Gita very openly talks about it. This is why to understand Bhagavad Gita, it is necessary to get a grasp of so many other things which are associated with this. Krishna spoke these things to Arjuna, and Krishna also gave Arjuna the understanding of all these things very easily. But for those of us who finds that without the basic understanding of all these factors, Bhagavad Gita may look sometimes very much a difficult book to cover. It is so deep, the Gahanam it is, the stories in the Bhagavad Gita, the instructions of Bhagavad Gita also. So Krishna says there, in the Bhagavad Gita also, that the living entity goes up according to karma, and according to karma, he comes down also. So from this you can see what that going up and coming down means. This is what it all about, what Krishna is talking about in the Bhagavad Gita. So now if you think like this, that sometimes, this is all related to jnanis. Jnanis are into this, analyzing and understanding all these things. For the devotee, it's not normal. But the reason why I was mentioning all these things was that understanding of these things will give a better insight into our Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita particularly. And when people put forward questions, that from a mundane eyes, when they see things and starts questioning the authority of the scriptures, you may be able to give them a deeper understanding of things. This is the reason why I was mentioning this. So we saw we have got Bhuvalokam, Bhuvarlokam and Swarlokam. Now, the jnanis have a process, what is known as Panchagni Vidya. What does Panchagni Vidya mean? Panchagni Vidya means that these three things, when the living entity is in this karma mandalam or in this three planets, Bhuvalokam, Bhuvarlokam and Swarlokam, it doesn't exist on its own. We always think that we are always independent and we are always free from all other controls. No. It is not how the creation is. Creation is a little different. Panchagni Vidya means, like, if you see the subtle side of these worlds, these three worlds, intelligence is what is Swarlokam. Swarlokam, behind that, in Veshti Rubam, Veshti and Samashti, there are two things. For example, if you have an ocean, that is a Samashti. If you take a drop out of that, it is known as Veshti. This is the words mentioned in the Shastra. So, Samashti and Veshti. Similarly, intelligence is the Veshti form of the Swarlokam. Mind is the Veshti form of the Bhuvarlokam. And material body is the Veshti form of the earthly the platform, the bhumi or earthly planet. This is how the three things exist: mind, intelligence, and the body. Three things exist. In addition to that, there are two more things. That all living entities you will see here, they exist in two forms, male and the female form. Male form has got an attachment for the female form. Female form has an attachment for the male form. So in normal circumstances, when the living entity is within these karma mandalam, as I mentioned, between these three planets, Bhulogam, Bhurlogam and Sorgalogam, it also has these two connections attached to it, namely the female and the male form. Or in other words, these three, Bhulogam, Bhurlogam and Sorgalogam, male and female, all these five things together is known as Panchagni. They are known as five fires. And the jiva, spirit soul, is always in contact with these five fires. That is what it keeps it going here. So, if this Panchagni Vidya, they call it as Panchagni Vidya, the Jnanis call it as Panchagni Vidya, the technique of Panchagnis. These Panchagnis, when they are burning properly, then normally his existence is not troublesome in this creation, in this world. But when one gives up that completely, then he falls into difficulties. That is how the Shastram explains that. For example, I can explain that in a different way. Sometimes, have you noticed that a dog in this world enjoys much more than sometimes human beings? You can see that. Sometimes, I don't know what to say, the names of dogs and all, I'm not familiar. But say any dog born in a very wealthy family. What happens is that he gets bathed in time with the soap and all the modern creams and whatever that is. He gets bathed all the time. He gets fed with all the special dishes, whatever he wants, he gets to eat. Doesn't have any responsibility, doesn't have any struggle, everything is automatically provided. And then, at the time of death, the lover of this dog person, he hands over a nice check also to maintain him, even if he leaves this world. Even that happens in this world, isn't it? You know that this happens everywhere. Why does these things happen like that? And on the other hand, sometimes you see, I don't think here we see that much, but sometimes, in India at least you can see, in many places in the world, there's some street dogs, they're wandering around looking for something to eat. He doesn't get anything. In addition to that, sometimes some people, because of the nuisance they create, they get thrown at them. And sometimes boys who are a little bit naughty, they try to beat them and get some pressure out of it. So there is a street dog running around like this, and there is another one who is enjoying all the royal pleasures here in a house, fully maintained by everyone. Why these differences come? Why is this difference happening? In the same body, same dog's body, but why this difference in their status? The reason for that is, Jnanis will explain to you much better. I'm not a Jnani, so I don't know, but I know, having read these things, what I understood is that Jnani says that when in the dog's body, before they go into dog's body, these five fires, Panchagnis, they have done the upasana properly. If your upasana is good in this Panchagni, the five fires, automatically, even in your next body, even if you have fallen into a lower species, you will still be treated in a royal way. That is the beauty of that, the serving these fires, as I mentioned. So like this, it goes on explaining Jnanis. There are so many subtle things in life related to our existence in this world. It is so, lifetime you can study how subtle all these things are. And the more and more finer and subtle it gets, the more difficult for gross materialists like us to understand what they are talking. And then what do? We reject the whole thing and say, that's all nonsense. We've got our scientists behind us who will tell us what is life all about. So this is our misfortune. So anyway, Vedic authority is subtle knowledge. Vedic knowledge is subtle knowledge. It's a subtle vision of world, subtle vision of things, what you don't see with your eyes. This is precisely the reason. In the Rigveda, the statement is, Pratyakshena anamityava yastubhayo na vidyade vedam vadandi vedena tasmal vedasya vedadaha. That Vedic literature will tell you that thing what you cannot see by direct perception. Normally, we consider direct perception as a the perfect knowledge. And Vedic Veda says this is the most faulty knowledge, or the most rejected knowledge is pratyaksham. Pratyaksham means direct perception. Anumanam is speculation, which we do, very good at it. And whatever knowledge that has come through that speculation, Vedas reject that. Vedas are saying, neither by pratyaksham, that means direct perception, nor by anumanam, these two things, whatever you have perceived, that knowledge is not discussed in the Veda. Vedas doesn't want to discuss that as knowledge even. Why? Edam vadanti vedena tasmal vedasya vedadaham. That Veda will tell you what is the subtle things in all these things. So unless and until this subtle consciousness builds up inside, we will find Bhagavadam a mystery to us. This is the point I was trying to make. That Srimad Bhagavadam, which has been in this planet for at least for the last 5,000 years, ever since the Supreme Personality of Godhead departed from this planet, studied by great authorities, acharyas and devotees, and who shown to this world, and Krishna himself declaring that Srimad Bhagavadakhyoyam Pratyaksha Krishna Mevahi. Pratyaksha Krishna, if you want to see Krishna, you can see him in Bhagavadam. But if you go to see Bhagavadam through your mundane eyes or mundane vision or materialistic concept of life, you will not see Srimad Bhagavad Krishna in the Srimad Bhagavadam. You will find it as another literature which one finds it difficult to understand. So this is some of the things I wanted to mention because of the difficulty in explaining certain things. Because these things are understood when, like Sukadeva Goswami, when one goes in the path of spiritual life, as things progresses, Krishna gives that understanding to him. Jagrat, Swapnam and Sushupti is the three phases. Living entity lives all the time. But Sukadeva Goswami is all the time situated in the Turiya Avastha, or in other words, beyond the three modes, beyond the three phases of existence. And he is speaking from that platform, from that position. And when he is speaking from that, through his jnana chakshusa, or through the eyes, vision of knowledge, he is seeing things and he's talking about it. And we are here with our tape measure to check him, to see how good he is. This is our mentality. And that is why, no matter how hard you read Srimad Bhagavatam day in and day out, unless and until you understand the speaker's position of Srimad Bhagavatam, who spoke Srimad Bhagavatam, and understand and take that humble attitude to Krishna, praying to Krishna to give that slight vision of this subtle understanding of life, Bhagavatam will ever remain as a mystery to us. So from this, I wanted to say a few more things. But time is running out. We wanted to talk about Lord Ramchandra more, for that was the purpose of this class. But we didn't have so much time. But anyway, if you analyze in this way, you can see so many things. This is only, I just spoke about time and karma, two basic factors. But everything else, later on in the Bhagavatam, Maya is discussed in the same way. We will see about at that time, what is Maya and Maya's influence. And where is the Maya for the scientists? Scientists are concerned there is no Maya in this world. Everything is straightforward for them. Everything is either an equation or a wave or a curve or a computer program. Nothing else. Life is finished with that. It's the beginning, middle and end of it. And this is their understanding. How on earth can we understand life in this way? When Vedic literature are declaring one after the other, perform austerities, perform penances, Brahma performed millions of years of penances before Krishna gave him a little understanding of how to start creation. This is how the knowledge is. The value of knowledge is not something which you can easily get by your so-called intelligence and experiments. No, higher transcendental knowledge is beyond our understanding. When Krishna wants to give it to us, we will get it. Otherwise, there is no chance of getting it. So because of this, when this materialistic concept increases, accordingly, our vision in this world changes. For example, this is just one or two examples, that when Krishna wants to give us something, he gives his abundance. It's the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That we don't have to say anything. For example, we have, say an apple orchard. You're growing apples, 10 or 12 trees. And some particular year, you got a lot of apples. Apparently this year there was plenty of apples everywhere. So you got a lot of apples. And then, normally, what would you expect? You would expect if there is so much apple production, you will expect the prices to come down, wouldn't it? This is logic tells me that if there is abundance, if the people are in the right frame of consciousness, they will think, oh, I should at least destroy, should not destroy this valuable thing. If there is slight God consciousness in that person, he will think that at least let this be utilized by everybody. After all, it is Krishna's creation. I didn't create the apple, did I? The apple has come from the ground. But the arguments that come forward, on the other hand, you go to the supermarket and look there, what has happened? Apple prices are still doubled. Here the production is growing up. And then what happens? You go and look, you find the apples are lying there, rotting there. Nobody able to consume that. Why did this happen? Why is this mentality coming from? This is coming from the lack of this subtle understanding of life. When one starts thinking, the person who is growing the apple trees, he is thinking that I've created so many apples because I looked after them nicely. I provided all the things what is required for growing the apple. In other words, all the fertilizer, manure, water, everything I have supplied, and the result, I've got it now. This is his understanding. But Shastra says, no, you're wrong. Because you may do everything in this world, there is no guarantee that you have to get the result. Because the person who gives the result, like in the case of apple tree, it is not you that you have done it. Bhaladhadhava. In other words, the person who gives the result is Krishna, not you. That you may do so many things in this world, but ultimately you get the result when Krishna wants to give that. Krishna gives these apples. You cannot create apples on your own. Krishna decides that there should be sufficient production of the fruits or vegetables, whatever it is, for the society to release. That is why I was saying that Supreme Personality of Godhead, even without offering him one apple in return, acknowledging his gratitude, acknowledging his mercy, he is offering us food in abundance. But then why is that? Sometimes people don't get it. In the Vedic literature, there is one thing known as Bhagya Suktam. Like we have Purusha Suktam, Sri Suktam, and Narayana Suktam. There are so many Vedic Suktas are there. And there is one thing called Bhagya Suktam. In that Bhagya Suktam, there is a statement that a living entity has everything in this world to survive and to be happy. But he will not get it when he needs it. Why is that? He has not qualified himself to get it. In other words, his activities were such that although the thing what he is looking for is there in this world, he still doesn't get it. Why? He hasn't qualified himself by his activities. That is how powerful karma is. Karma will determine if your karma is in that direction inclined, it will not allow you to enjoy the fruits of your own work. So Krishna was talking about this in the Bhagavad Gita in detail. And Krishna spoke in such a way in Karma Yogam, in the chapter Karma Yogam, that you will find there that Krishna says there that in the creation, especially in these heavenly planets and the earthly planet, this is what Krishna basically referring to there. He mentions there very clearly. He says there that I've created in such a way that these living entities, when they came out, he said to us and to them that you cooperate each other. This is a message. I'll read that verses in the Bhagavad Gita because they have a special importance here. Why Krishna put them in the Bhagavad Gita like this? If you see the text, chapter 3, text 10, Krishna says there, Sahayatnya praja srishtva puro vaja prajapati anena prasavishyadvam eshavo stishtakamaduk. Translation. In the beginning of creation, the Lord of all creatures sent for generations of men and demigods. So Krishna created generations of men and demigods. And he said, along with sacrifices for Vishnu. And blessed them by saying, be thou happy by this sacrifice because its performance will bestow upon you all desirable things. Now, from this one verse you can see that Krishna says, Sahayatnya praja srishtva, that both demigods and us were sent here. And we were told that you cooperate each other. And from that cooperation, both of you will be happy. How is that cooperation created? Cooperation was like this, that let the human society, whatever they require, be created in such a way that let them offer it to the Supreme Lord Vishnu. And in that process, offering to Vishnu, The demigods get the benefit from that. On the other hand, in return, demigods provide us a peaceful condition in this planet to survive. This is the mutual reciprocal agreement what Krishna has made demigods and us to sign. Now, who has broken the agreement? Do we have to ask that question? I don't think we have to ask that question, do we? Because, as far as we are concerned, Krishna doesn't exist, demigods doesn't exist, we exist. And we are in total control of everything. And then when things go wrong, then we run to the temples and churches with our problem. Cannot understand that when one has, and Krishna is specifically saying that here, that I have given you this understanding, that you cooperate each other. And if you cooperate each other, what happens? Krishna says in the next verse, Devan bhavayatanena te deva bhavayantuva parasparam bhavayanda shreya parma vapsyadaha. Parasparam bhavayanda. If you develop this approach mutually between yourself and the demigods, that demigods are not something very special people. They were here in this planet a while ago. Only thing what they have done is, due to their elevating themselves in spiritual path, they have gone to the higher planetary systems. And one day they may come back also here. It's not that they are very special living entities. They are like us, but they performed austerities, penances, and performed the Vedic path of life, and they went up. And they went up, and they lived there. And they've got the right, like sometimes in a big company, they pick up somebody and appoint as a manager, isn't it, to manage the lower ones. Similarly, they got elevated and they got to that position and they are in the Swarlokam. They are experiencing. But they have been told that these elements in the earthly planet, living entities here, the human species, they will offer you their sacrifices, and in that they will get fed. Although they don't have a gross body, they get the feeling of satisfaction from that. And their happiness depends on the sacrifices we perform here. And in result, in return, what do they offer us? A peaceful condition in this world. For example, when I'm saying peaceful condition, look at the earthly planet. Earthly planet is considered to be a dead planet in many ways. If you look at this way, the light has to come from outside, isn't it? It has to come from the sun planet. It's not available here. If you just remove sun planet from here, what else is left in this world? The rain has to come from outside. It has to be arranged by another arrangement, by nature. Similarly, wind has to come from outside. It's not created in this planet. So everything, if you see, for maintenance of this planet, we are dependent on some higher planetary systems. It is them who maintain us from logically looking at it. That's what anybody can conclude. Now don't tell me that I have measured in Richter scale everything and I know that this is all false. I have no answer to that. The only question I can say to you is that Krishna's arrangement is like this. That when we experience distress, like earthquakes, cyclones, drought, and so many other things, now they call it as global warming, all these things, whom do we blame? We have to blame ourselves, but we don't blame ourselves, do we? We keep saying that, well, we have done our job very well. There's something wrong in the outside, the carbon dioxide outside the planet is having some problem. The thickness has gone down a few millimeter, gone up. That's why the temperature has gone up by 2 degrees here. Like this, all kinds of foolish logic and foolish reasoning. And then, not only that, we will state that, but we will consider ourselves a very learned also after all this. Because we have found out everything, why it's happening. And Krishna is saying here that in this creation, when Krishna is created, parasparam bhavayanda prema parama vapsyatha. That parasparam bhavayanda, if one has this relationship with the demigods, the life in this planet would have been far more happier than what we are experiencing today. Today what's happening is in one lot gone 50,000, in another lot gone 30,000. And over and above that, we have all these wars going on and so many other disasters happening. That is the result of ignoring the Krishna's arrangement. Krishna's arrangement is like, now you can understand why so many demigods were worshipped in the temples. Because they were not foolish people. When they worshipped the demigods, they knew by pleasing the demigods was their duty for this reason, for peaceful existence in this world. They were able to live a happier life here. by pleasing the demigods. They got the benefit from that. That is why so many demigods' temples exist in this world. But no matter, everyone was not on a spiritual platform, going back to the spiritual world straight away. They wanted to live here, but live here peacefully, without all this hassle. So they decided that they will worship the demigods, and demigods are worshipped from that form. Parasparam bhavayanda prema parama vapsyatham. Krishna says like that. And in the another verse, Krishna says them, that yajna shishta asina sando muchyande sarvakil bishai bunjade de tukham pava epa chandyalma karanal. So now bunjade tu takham pavam epa chandi alma karanal. That's what Krishna says. Now why did Krishna say that? Krishna is saying there that no matter how nicely you try to do things, if we do not acknowledge that the person who is providing us this, as I was mentioning this, in the case of apples, we do not want to acknowledge that Krishna was behind it. Krishna is giving us not only apples, Krishna is giving millions of other things in this world for us to utilize. But in return, what do? We don't acknowledge anything. We, on the other hand, as soon as the apples have fallen, we pack them and ship to the supermarket. The producer wants 20%. But supermarket man is saying, this is the right opportunity to make money. So, because his share prices has to go up in the market, so add on another 50%. And this poor man working whole day, he goes to the supermarket to buy an apple, and he finds it costs about 50p. He has to pay for it. And has this, any of the supermarket people produced this? Or has the farmer produced it? No. Krishna has given that. But they all had a cut on Krishna's goods, in other words. So you can see the mentality behind it. If this is the mentality, that karma is binding. And you can't escape from that karma. That karma will follow you. But when you have, maybe in this lifetime, a short few period of years, you may find that your share prices are going very well in the stock market. And you have millions of pounds in your credit. And the whole country is honoring you. But the results of these ignorant activities will not let you escape out of the karma mandalam. It will hold you back there. So that is how. So you will see that every karma is followed by its action. No karma you can escape. It is just like, as I mentioned before, like a stone thrown up, it comes down. Karma activities, you have left it out, it has to come back. You can't escape from that. So having said that, generally sometimes somebody is cooking rice. You ask him, what are you cooking the rice for? Oh, he says, I'm hungry, I want to eat something. That's what I'm cooking, he says. But if a person who has got some understanding of Krishna consciousness, he wouldn't say like that. He will say that, I have to cook rice for offer to Krishna. And if some guests come, I'd like to offer them as well. And if there's anything I can share with them, I would like to have that. This is the difference in that perception for a devotee and a person who has no concept of spiritual life. This is where that difference comes in. So you can see from this that Vedavyasa Maharshi in the Srimad Bhagavatam and in all the other Puranas also mentions various things about spiritual life. But to understand spiritual life and to grow in spiritual life, this kind of vision is required. If this vision is not there, it will become very, very difficult afterwards to understand what is Sukadeva Goswami is talking about, what is Parikshit is talking about. So I'll stop there, and if there's any questions or comments, please. Yes. Yeah, that will take some time. I will leave that for another day because there is a program now at 7:30, 7:25. So Panchagni Vidya is a long explanation required for that. We will do it another day sometime. That's why I didn't deliberately don't talk about it today.
Yeah.
What's Vedanta Sutra? Vedanta Sutra is basically the summary of all the Vedic literature, Upanishads and everything, written in a sutra form, in aphorisms as it's referred to. Sutra means, for example, Janmadhyasayataha, that is the first sutram of Vedanta Sutra. So this Janmadhyasya Yataha means, if you want to understand that, you have to read Vedanta Sutram. It's an explanation to that, running to hundreds of pages by the great Acharya, Sangharacharya, Ramanujacharya, they've all explained that, what that means. Yeah. It's not, I don't have that capacity to explain. That requires a scholarly understanding of these books. Similarly, everything in relationship with the spiritual knowledge is summarized in the Vedanta Sutram by Vedavyasa Maharshi. So when you read that, if you or me read that, we won't get anywhere. That's what I was telling you, that Vedic knowledge is very much inaccessible to us because of its gravity and the lack of that vision, proper vision of seeing things properly. We see things from a gross point of view, everything. And if we go and start studying Vedanta Sutra, in 2 days we will give it up. We won't take it further. Why? Because it's so inaccessible to us. Because it is like that, and Vedavyasa Maharshi felt compassion for us because of our unfortunate situation in the age of Kali, Vedavyasa Maharshi decided to comment on the Vedanta Sutram in the form of Srimad Bhagavatam. That's how Bhagavatam, because through Bhagavatam we can understand something. But Vedanta Sutram is absolutely no possibility of understanding. So many commentaries, I look at it, read it, but it is hard to digest. Why? Because to learn them, you require somebody who has a deeper understanding of all these things. First of all, the language. Secondly, the conditioning of the mind in a material life. Those things don't allow. So talking about the absolute truth. Vedanta Sutra also talks about the absolute truth, but spoken in a way understood by those persons of that caliber and consciousness. Yeah.
The karma is due to action reaction.
Karma, yes. Everything what you do is karma, and karma never leaves you. It continues. Now, for example, this loss of karma, as I mentioned before, Gahana Karmano Gadi, Krishna says that very difficult to understand that, the whole implications of karma. But certain things Krishna has spoken in the Bhagavad Gita in a way that we to be beware of the activities. If you increase karma, it means more bondage. If you decrease karma, the chances of getting out of this material world is much better, much more than anything else. Therefore, anybody you talk to, they will say to you about karma, that karma, first thing, you have to reduce karma. That's the first thing. You have to reduce karma. Secondly, the only technique they have found out to escape from the reaction of karma is by what is known as Nishkama Karma. In the Bhagavad Gita, it says there, Nishkama Karma means performing activities without the understanding that I am the doer or I am the enjoyer or the results. Yeah, that is a very difficult thing. For example, if you look at cows, elephants and all that, they have no karma. Why they have no karma? Because they have no ownership. Cows and horses will do whatever you tell them to do. So who has the ownership? I have the ownership, not the cows. So that's why they have no karma, because of this. You see? So this is how they free. So therefore, once they have experienced their karma, they're finished with that body. And then whatever other sinful activities, they go into that body, next thing. Or if they are fortunate enough, they'll come back to human body again. So why I was saying this was that human body is such a precious thing that all these things you can understand and act. You have that opportunity. But if you do not utilize this opportunity in human life, probably you are lost again, gone back to the other species' life. Now the question is, what happens if you go into other species? The question is this, that you are prevented from understanding again the value, and that thoughts are coming back all the time. That, oh, I had such a human life before, I have fallen into this condition. Is there anything more sad than that, worse than that? So just like in the case of, as I was saying, that you may get a good body as a dog's body in a very millionaire's house who will provide you all comforts, but at the same time, if it is a dog's body, is that something very laudable? It's not something one would like to have. But the impact of karma is, Krishna says, nishkama. Nishkama means without getting that ownership and without getting the results from that.
If one performs such activities, that will in due course release him from that bandhanam, from that bondage. That is what it says. So, where does Krishna consciousness comes now? That question automatically comes. We perform what is known as devotional service, isn't it? Devotional service means that if it is done, although as far as we are concerned, devotion and all, I don't know where it is at the moment, but at least our service is based on that understanding that it is Krishna's happiness, and Krishna's happiness is the only goal in that service, in that consciousness, if it's executed. Without thinking about the results of that, then that will free oneself. That is the benefit from that. Just like distributing books, for example. This is the time now devotees are distributing books. Now, if they are doing that understanding that books are distributed, so that that doesn't bind them. Why? It is done to offer as an offering to Krishna, to please Krishna. Krishna is pleased when somebody gets an opportunity to read Srimad Bhagavatam or Bhagavad Gita or any of the literature. So when you distribute books, if you do it with this understanding that it is offering is done, it is done as an offering to Krishna, that dharma doesn't bind him. Whereas all the other karmic activities in this world, particularly making money, the reactions are very difficult to explain. And Krishna also says that it is better not to get involved too much into it, because you may not get sleep after that. If you start seeing the results of all our activities in this world, especially the modern businesses.
Can this karma be overridden by Krishna, like in the case of Acharya?
No. Krishna doesn't override the karma. Krishna will never do that. Karma, you have to burn yourself. That is how it is. That is what I was saying. It is such a powerful thing. Now, normally in the Bhagavad Gita also, they have classified karma into three. Prarabdham, Agamam and Sanchitam. Three kinds of karma. Prarabdham means that which has caused your particular body now. Agamam means that which is yet to create, to be created. Because on the one hand you are burning your karma, on the other hand you are creating more as well, isn't it? In this body you are creating more karma. That's known as Agamam. So, Prarabdham, Krishna will not touch it. In the Bhagavatam, categorically he has mentioned that. Under no circumstances, I will not allow anybody to escape from Prarabdham. In other words, once you come to in this body as a devotee, you do everything. You have to wait till you finish up your Prarabdham. And your Prarabdham is finished the moment this body drops off. That's when the Prarabdham finishes. Now, Agamam, what you have created in this body, that goes into your account again, isn't it? It stays there. And Sanjidam is that karma which is still staying back in your account, which is not fructified yet. Yeah. So you've got Prarabdham, Agamam and Sanchitam. Now, what karma goes away? Normally, circumstances, Prarabdham, you have no chance to escape. Agamam, you can escape if you stop your karmic activities. Karmic reactions, you can stop it by acting in a proper way. In that case, you escape from that. For example, you may ask the question, oh, if you start saying like this, how can I eat, how can I find a place to live, how can I buy clothes, all these questions will come. Where will I find food? Yes, I agree. You have to live in this world. You need a place to stay. But the point is this, that Krishna is saying that if you are acquiring wealth in this world through all these different means, whatever that is, don't take it everything to yourself. Offer it to Krishna something, at least. At least acknowledge that. There is a certain percentage fixed also how much you should offer to Krishna. But the more you offer to Krishna, you are never a loser. You are never a loser. More than anything else, this complicated thing called karma will not cause you trouble. This is a way of freeing yourself from the karma. Say you are making £1,000,000 and you are offering £10 to Krishna. That's not a good deal, is it? Eh? Saying that, oh, I made so many, Krishna's mercy. Some people even think like that. They think when they make money, see, Krishna is so kind to me. He's given me so much. I should give him at least £10 in return. There are people like that in this world. That is not a good business arrangement. What Krishna is saying is that if you want, always remember that all this money, everything, opulences, everything what you are creating in this world, taking away from Krishna's property, is Krishna's, not ours. When you take it, you have to have this conviction that I have a duty to give it back to Krishna. That is a gentleman's way of doing it. And that is that agamam, can escape from the agamam. Sanchitam is what is left behind. Now, this Sanchita Karma, nobody has an account. You don't know what it is, isn't it? I don't know what my behind me, but I know there is a lot there, existing there. So, from there, the only thing is, that is where Krishna makes some concessions. For a devotee, this Sanchita Karma, Krishna, very normally, if he is strictly following the process, Krishna will one day decide that he can show some concessions. Prarabdham, absolutely no concession. Agamam, you can change yourself if you want it. Sanchitam, Krishna may show some concessions, depending on your devotional culture or devotional life. So this is the whole complicated web of karma. Karma is a very, very powerful thing. If we keep our eyes closed and blind and start acting in this world without any understanding of all these things and thinking that scientists have told me everything is fine, you go ahead and do what you like, and then you reap the results also accordingly. That's why it's so important to be aware that why in Bhagavad Gita Krishna is saying all these things, that why you should not ignore the demigods, why you should be conscious of the position of the position of our own existence in this world is dependent on all these things, and that is the subtle understanding of the spiritual life.
When we are free from karmas, all the karmas, so it's like jnana mandalam and karma.
Yes, yes.
So where is the position when we can go back to Krishna? Where is that situation?
Yes. Going back to Godhead, you can go back here, while you are here itself. It's like this, when I was saying to you was that in this world, this mind and the senses are very active, isn't it? Our mind and the senses are very active. This mind and senses has created the material world. This is what has created the material world. When continuous desires building up in the mind, constantly trying to satisfy the senses. This is what we are doing whole day. Everybody, nobody is different, isn't it? All the five gross senses, senses of knowledge and senses of action. There are ten of them. And addition to that, behind this chariot driver mind, who is telling you, do this, it will make you, give you happiness. So you are busy with it from morning to night. One day, by Krishna's grace, when things go well in spiritual life, this thing called mind will not be active anymore. It has come out of that consciousness of pleasing the mind. Mind has become to such a state of existence that it finds happiness in Krishna, which is a very difficult thing to understand because we have not experienced that so far, what that means. So we are thinking that, is that something, how do we get there? That will be the next question. So to get there, there is a process, and process is in the Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam. If you follow that process, one day, by Krishna's grace, Krishna saying that you will get to understand me. When Krishna says, Janma Karma Jamaya Divyam, you know that verse in the Bhagavad Gita? That's a very famous verse. Krishna says, Janma Karma Jamaya Divyam Evam Yo Veti Tattvada Tektual Deham Punar Janmam Nedima Medi Sorjana. Krishna says, if you understand me, who understands Krishna? Krishna says, when you understand me, my birth, janmam, my karma, my activities, which are divine, which is not like our activities, evam yo veti tatvada, you understand not superficially, but in truth, in that case, tektual deham punarjanmam, when you give up this material body, you are back with me. So in other words, if your Krishna consciousness comes to that level of understanding Krishna through your process of knowledge or devotion, whatever it is, at that point, you can come out of this material world. Up to that point, you are still very much here.
Actually, I was asking about the Jnana Mandalam.
Yes. Now, yes, I'll come to that. Jnana Mandalam, what I was talking about, Janalogam, Mahalogam, Tapalogam, and Satyalogam, which are abound the Karma Mandalam. The sages who live there, they also get the association of great personalities like Lord Shiva and so many other great personalities like that. Because they get the association, in due course, they get an opportunity to go back to the spiritual world. They get the opportunity to go back to the spiritual world. Now, devote this process, Jnana Margam, and was the most prevalent process for a very, very, very long time. Bhakti Margam started developing in due course when people understood that this Jnana Margam has got a big problem. You know, the problem with the Jnanamargam is, in Jnanamargam, you have to get the mind under control. Without that, you can't go further. And mind has got one problem called avaranam and vichayam. Avaranam and vichayam means, it's called covering potency and deluding potency. In English, that's how they translate that. Avaranam and vichayam, that's what it's referred to. Avaranam means, the mind is covered with some understanding that to see things in this world and to see, accept it as a reality. Something which is not real, we accept it as reality. For example, we have in human life so many relationships with people. We know this relationship is all false. It will break away one day, you will go your way, I have to go my way. But still, I give so much importance and value to it. Why? I start thinking that there is some truth in this relationships. So this is the covering potency of the mind, to cover the reality and to present to you something which is not real. Yeah. So all the time, if you analyze your life, you will find that everything is covered. All the knowledge, all this so-called knowledge from the big university, it's all mayas and other agents. So this covering potency is one thing very difficult to overcome. Mind has got this problem. Whichever means deluding potency. Instead of saying the truth, for example, if you see, they give this example, in the dark, if a rope is lying there, it will not say that it is not the rope, but it will also tell you it is a snake. In other words, it will give you some knowledge which it is not. So this way you get misled all the time in your perception in this world. So as long as this perception is there, this is the biggest problem with the mind, and mind cannot get out of it. And therefore, unless you get out of this, you cannot go into samadhi. For the jnanis and the yogis, they cannot get to samadhi. And this is absolutely difficult to do it. But on the other hand, if you come to Krishna consciousness process, it's much easier. Simply surrender to Krishna everything and say to Krishna that this is my condition, please help me. I have nothing else I can do about it. And by surrendering process, what is known as Sharanagati, to Krishna, one day that process alone will purify the mind, and this avaranam and vichayam will go away from a person. So that is how it is, that is how Bhakti Margam came into the strength, and people started taking the Bhakti process seriously. Otherwise, in the ancient times, sages mostly followed the Jnanamargam. That was their process. But that's why most of the great personalities like Vasishtha, Vishwamitra, and Bhrigu, and so many others, they were all Jnanis. They were not Bhaktas, they were not devotees. So devotees came up later, and they found that this is a much easier process, and it's also a much more sweet process, because we don't have the strength of Vasishtha or Vishwamitra to do anything. We are just conditioned souls in this world, struggling to looking for 3 meals a day. So you can see the differences.
You talk about soul.
Yes.
And you also talk about jiva,
the living entity. Yes. Yeah, soul is generally it is referred to as jivatma and paramatma. Jivatma is us, like the conditioned part of the soul. Or in other words, the spirit soul, when he is conditioned in this world, he is jivatma. When he is part of the Supreme Lord, he is paramatma. In other words, Krishna is paramatma because he is not affected by the modes of nature like us. Whereas we are conditioned by the world, therefore we are jivatma. That is how our relationship is. But jivatma and paramatma exist within the same body. Just like 2 birds exist on a tree, similarly, they exist on this body. Jivatma is constantly eating the fruit or enjoying the life. Paramatma is witnessing everything, what the Jivatma is doing. He's telling the Jivatma, don't get entangled. In other words, what I was saying, don't go in this route of karma, you will suffer. But Jivatma has closed its eyes towards the Paramatma and saying, no, all this has been given to me to enjoy. And he goes, gets into trouble, and suffers later.
Are you saying that Jivatma, once it purifies, it becomes Paramatma?
Jivatma, not necessarily. That depends on the realization where you go to. For example, for a devotee, Jivatma is Jivatma in all conditions, even when he is liberated. Even in that state, he is a servant of Krishna. He is never independent from that. But monists or impersonalists will always say, that they, for them, Jivatma in the liberated states is not different from the Paramatma. It's a different realization from that. So I think we'll stop there because it's 25 past 7. Right. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. What is that?